Word up to Wayne Pond this morning, who always has a word for us. Wayne, my curiosity is killing me. What do you got?
Hey, well, first of all, a word of thank you. Mary Dunn and I enjoyed listening to Steeler's Wheel and Stuck in the Middle with you. You seem to like that song as much as we do. So
yeah,
thanks for playing it.
Clowns,
are you aware that it's
Clowns to the Left of Me and Jokers to the Right?
A Showtime series?
Yeah, you would. Clowns to the Left of Me and Jokers to the Right, and you would fit into both those categories, Wayne.
It's the truth. Something that you inherited, unfortunately. Are you aware that that's the theme song to the Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin TV show? Grace and Frankie?
Yeah, it's by Grace Potter.
Yes, great fun. All right, all of which has not a thing to do with the price of eggs in Philadelphia, meaning the word of the day. So here we go with another unusual word. Yesterday, it was festinate. Sounds like a verb, but it's actually an adjective. Festinate means hasty for those with a long memory. Today, try this one on for size. Naff. N-A-F-F. N as in no, or Nancy. N-A-F-F. According to the wordsmith, here's a word that is of recent origin, probably originated in American slang. Nikki, have you ever heard this term?
No, naff? Never.
Me either, not until this morning. How about you, Ron?
No, never.
It is an adjective, according to the wordsmith. It means very unstylish or unsophisticated, useless, of poor quality. So if you find something naff, you're really full of bad mouth there on whatever it is you're talking about.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Pretty all-inclusive word there. Naff.
I'll take a size 10, please. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's absolutely naff, yeah. All right, guys. Well, listen, take a deep breath. Good luck to all of us on the weather.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
That's right.
Lord have mercy. All right.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Talk to you in the morning. Bye-bye.